Rewinding. Rewinding Kaya FM on FM Rewind. Kaya Fizz with Kokoletso Mfuphi on Kaya FM 95.9.
Afropolitans, we continue to pay tribute to a family member of Kaya FM, a giant within the media industry, Bob Mabena, who unfortunately we got the news that he passed away at the age of 51 just yesterday. But of course, his legacy does continue to live on and has touched people's lives in a myriad of manners. And whilst we know Bob Mabena as a seasoned broadcaster, whilst we know him as a loving father and family man as well, he was also quite an astute businessman, one who would make his views quite clear on air in terms of how the private sector and capital needs to play a more proactive role in addressing society's ills, but also participated in the business fraternity by sharing his love and passion for entertainment with many of his peers. This is where the creation of the Jammer Journey came about, a special event which I understand included the likes of many of his friends and family joining him in participating in Jammer Journey getaways. And this is also where Bob Mabena used to facilitate media training for many individuals in the South African landscape who showed an interest in participating in this realm. Well, he didn't do it alone, certainly, and called upon the assistance of not only a friend but a well-respected executive within the media and communication space with a realm of experience both in the private sector and in her own right as a business owner, Wendy Klou, who's the founding owner of Chica African Brand. Wendy, thank you so much for joining us today and for making time, especially during this very difficult period for you. I guess we start by welcoming you and also expressing our condolences to you as well as the Mabena family.
Thank you, Gugu, and thanks for having me.
Wendy, I've seen a few of your tweets, and I think the one that really stands out for me is when you say that you're not even sure where to begin when it comes to Bob Mabena. But that's exactly where we want to start with you. As a business executive with having worked for large organizations in South Africa, how did you meet Bob, and where did the passion for business spark between the two of you?
Sure. I met Bob. It must have been in the mid-90s, when he was still at Metro FM. Mm-hmm. I remember he was doing the top 40 on a Saturday morning, if I'm correct. And he was at that time, I think, at the start of the peak of his career in Johannesburg. And he was known as the Jammer, and lived up to that in many ways. And that's how we essentially met. I think it was through a former flatmate of mine that I met him, and that lived in Mabato together.
Mm. I can imagine meeting him and you working in corporate. So it must have felt as though it was a celebrity moment, perhaps, in terms of your initial interactions before that blossomed into a business partnership.
Not quite, Gugu. You know, Bob didn't carry celebrity well. Bob was just a person amongst people. He just happened to have, a very well-known name, a huge platform, significant influence. But when you interact with him on a personal level, you really got the personality of Bob Mabena. So I wasn't starstruck. It wasn't the time of massive social media or anything like that. So the idea of celebritydom certainly didn't occur to me. What I met was Ujita, a really nice guy who was very respectful, though, of the platform that he had been afforded, and was very intent on using it diligently, on using it respectfully, but also on showing up. I think that was the thing about him. He felt that he had to show up and show up at his best at all times. And so even when he met you personally, he showed up, and he showed up as his best personal self. So that was really, the start of a very long friendship that meandered through the many different media houses that he worked at, and my career, sometimes meandering towards working together, but always as a base of a respectful friendship between the two of us.
Mm. Wendy, how did Bob show up in business?
So, my most, significant time that I worked with him was through the Gemma Journey. And the Gemma Journey was a concept that was started by a common friend of ours. But its inception was really around the weekend away at Sun City in September of 2015. Mm-hmm. And when I heard that, I kind of played back in my head just the amount of depth and breath that Bob had as a talent, and had as a personality, and had as somebody that I knew. And I then asked them, you know, guys, have you thought about this? Have you really thought about how you can leverage who and what Bob brings? And I then said to them, great, we'll have this 2-day Sun City weekend, but you're so much more than that. Mm. This wealth of experience that you have, surely there's a way to package it into some kind of commercial ecosystem that then becomes part of what you do, but also starts to sow a legacy for you. And in also doing that, becomes something that is commercially viable to you and your family, you know, as you perhaps mature out of being in front of the mic. And then I said to them, you know, let's look at extending it in terms of how about we do mentorship, but as a business proposition, yeah. In radio? How about we look at getting an audiovisual perspective of your story and of the breadth and depth and experience that you have? How about we turn that into a book? And how about we also look at an educational platform that starts to unearth radio and broadcast talent in the country, and using this incredible wealth of information that you have? And then as an add-on, because we've got to do that and because you're a celebrity, let's maybe also add in merchandising. Mm-hmm. So I created this whole ecosystem that I thought was something really viable, and I saw his eyes light up and I saw his friend's eyes light up. Mm-hmm. And I put it together into a plan and proposed it to him. So the first thing that we did was the Sun City experience, which went off very well. I mean, that was literally Bob Mabena at his best, with his friends and the people that he'd opened doors for, celebrating who he is, celebrating 25 years of him in radio, and giving back to the people who'd supported him. So that was really great for me to witness. It was also great to witness just the level of loyalty that the people who followed him had towards him. And I thought, you know, we're onto a great thing here. But there was something about Bob, though, and I guess in having done all that and worked with him, that I realized, and this is in retrospect and with the benefit of hindsight,
yes,
is that Mabena operated from the heart, right? So his natural instinct was to operate from the heart. And operating from the heart meant that he got pulled in many different directions. It meant that he responded to causes that were very immediate, that were very needy of his time. Mm-hmm. And I kind of struggled then to get him back on track. Not because I don't think he thought the ideas were not great, because every once in a while he'd call me up and say, "Hey, Mantlo, we need to get this book done." And I said, "Well, it needs you to actually actively participate, yes, in getting the book done, right?"
Yeah.
But I could see that the commercial part of Bob Mabena was something that was very and closely intertwined with who he was at soul level. So he wasn't a guy who was always chasing the money. He was chasing the feeling of fulfillment. And if that brought about money, that would be great.
That is a powerful note to leave it on and a powerful lesson for us to learn, Wendy, especially given that in the current environment that we're in, we're so focused on taglines like securing the bag and working for financial interest. But truly, when it works and speaks to fulfillment, there's a different kind of reward there. We're very appreciative of your feedback today and sharing your experience of this gentle giant who has shaped lives in so many ways. So we're really appreciative again of your time and wish you nothing but the best in the upcoming days as many Afropolitans, including yourselves, tackle the various emotions that come with the loss of this nature. That was Wendy Kloo, Afropolitan. She's the founding owner of a Chica African brand, a well-known friend and business partner of the legendary Bob Mabena.
Kaya Biz with Kukuletu Mfupi from 6 to 7 p.m. on Kaya FM 95.9. Rewinding Kaya FM on FM Rewind. Visit kayafm.co.za for more.